So I'm looking at the Weather Channel app, and I'm looking at AccuWeather. So I'll go to the Weather Channel app first, because that's the one that I tend to go to first. So it's not bad there right now. It's actually relatively nice there in Atlanta right now. But
maybe they should play it right now.
Yeah, I mean, they should, because at first pitch, 7:20, correct?
Okay, yes.
So at 7 o'clock, we've got 79% chance of rain. 8 o'clock, 90% chance of rain. 9 o'clock, 82% chance of rain. 10 o'clock, 78%.
Could this be one of these games where they start it, play two innings, and then wait 4 hours before they finish it?
I suppose. I mean, what they should do, because there's, I mean,
is there a window?
There. I mean, if you start it at 11 o'clock or 10 o'clock, I mean, it doesn't, there's not, there's an 80% chance of rain starting at 2, and that continues for a while. But, you know, from 11 to 2, you've got a window. But they're not going to do that because they're idiots.
Well, listen, I think it's a little strong calling somebody an idiot because they're not playing a baseball game, especially in lieu of a hurricane.
Okay. I mean, what would you say?
I would say they were not prepared for this or haven't reacted correctly.
Right, which falls under the umbrella of idiot.
So you can call them
what they want. To me, they're idiots.
Okay.
And they're going to screw this whole thing up, and the Mets are going to get screwed by the travel and everything else. It's just, it's stupid. It's flat out stupid. Now let's go to Jerry's off-brand AccuWeather. 7 o'clock, 74%. 8 o'clock, 49%. Same thing. They haven't updated this. 79%, 9 o'clock. So.
All right, hold on for a second. I have a weather app here.
Oh, you have a weather app?
Yeah,
let's see what happens. It's like a special Illuminati weather app?
Oh, my God.
What do you, oh, my God? Oh, my God.
There's...
What are you, what? What
time is that? I'm looking at the radar.
Yeah, what time? Is that now or is that later?
That looks like what's coming now.
Oh, okay.
It does say in 3 hours, precipitation is going to start.
Mm-hmm. It's not going to stop until Friday afternoon.
It's not. It doesn't look good.
No. It hasn't for days.
So. It looks tough.
Idiots. Idiots. They could have had all these games done. They could have played Monday and then a doubleheader today.
Let me ask you a question. If they end up playing this game tonight for some reason, if there is some sort of weather pattern change, are you going to apologize for using the word idiots?
No, I won't.
No.
I will not. Why would I do that? Who am I even apologizing to?
I'm assuming you're directing your anger directly at MLB's offices here in New York.
Yeah. Okay. Would you apologize for calling them misguided and unprepared?
But words matter, G.
Yeah, well, this is just stupid.
All right, stupid, idiot.
It's stupid. No,
misguided.
It is. I mean, it's, you had every opportunity in the world to avoid this. And you didn't do it with 2024 weather radar that we all can use on our phones, that they've got access to. They decided, let's just see what happens. It's a goddamn hurricane.
Yeah, it is a goddamn hurricane.
Let's just see. Maybe it misses us. Maybe these guys that get paid to do this, that have this thing tracking to Atlanta for the last effing week, maybe they'll be wrong.
Look at the radar outline here. See, Florida is totally engulfed right now.
Yeah, and so is Georgia.
And Georgia's going right up the pipe.
Oh, maybe there'll be a weather pattern change. Maybe that's what they're hoping for over there.
Maybe.
Baseball. Maybe it should be a little bit of a change.
It's a tropical storm right now.
Oh, is it? That's what it hasn't even been. It's going to be over the
Gulf of
Mexico. And it's going to.
That's where it's going to heat up. That's where they get. You know, when the water
the moisture
is warm,
and the whole moisture, thing gets sucked up into the sky.
Right.
It strengthens the core.
And the outer bands are the worst.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep. So this is it's an ugly one. It's certainly an ugly one. But got off to an ugly start last night too. So I actually you could make a case that these games being rained out help the Mets more than hurt the Mets.
especially after losing last night. Now, if they had won last night and they just needed one more win against the Atlanta Braves in the next two games, and now you're not playing those games, that's a little bit annoying.
All right, so give me your 4-1-1 on why it helps the Mets.
Well, it could. You could make a case.
Oh, because, well, make the case. I just want to know. You said you could. I want to hear it.
Yeah, all right. So I will tell you. So if you're the Braves, you want to play the team that's ahead of you because you can make up games, obviously, quicker when you're playing that team. So if now you go to, they play the Royals who are playing for something, and you got the Brewers that have everything locked up, right?
Yeah. So they're going to be the 3 seed no matter what.
Right. So now you got a Brewers team that's just putting out whomever, whatever.
They're playing their guys for 5 innings, supposedly.
So then, like, let's say, you know, it's 2 out of 3 each way. Royals take 2 out of 3 from the Braves. Mets take 2 out of 3 from the Brewers. The Braves are like, well, hell, we had this opportunity to sweep this series and take a lead on the Mets and not even have to worry about the Diamondbacks. And now that opportunity has been taken away from us, and now we're playing two different teams.
The interesting thing would have been had the Mets come out of here maybe with a win, one win, let's just say one win, and they go to Milwaukee, and let's say the Braves end up taking whatever the number would be for the Braves to take the 5th seed. And because the Diamondbacks are going the wrong way, the Mets would end up with the 6th seed. Mm. Therefore, the Mets are in Milwaukee for the final series, and they stay in Milwaukee to play the first round of the playoffs.
Yeah.
So you want them to get the 6th seed, so they just stay there. They don't have to travel.
But
they're going to have to travel, most likely, if they can't get these games in, to place a doubleheader on Monday, which is another for both San Diego, assuming that both these teams make it, for both San Diego and Milwaukee, that would be another major advantage that these two teams would have to play a doubleheader on Monday, if that's the case, and then go on the road and play playoff baseball.
Yeah, right.
If they, you know, depending on what the Diamondbacks do, you know, that doubleheader may not mean anything to either one of the teams other than seeding, and I don't think they really would even care about that.
Mm. Yeah, they have to care about that, though, don't they? I mean, the games are going to have to be played if seeding is on the line.
Well, the Major League Baseball would care about it. I don't know if the teams themselves would. I don't know if they would go to, you know, you're going to throw a starting pitcher out there and make him throw 95 pitches. No.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of scenario things that can happen.
Scenarios.
You know, sure.
Whole weather, the tropical storm, hurricane, Helene scenario. Tough one.